So I'm joined with Ken Kinnersley, who's the Hereford FC Operations Director. So Ken, 4 weeks to go until the FC United and Manchester game. How's it going behind the scenes?
It's going very well behind the scenes. We've got volunteers in again this weekend, both days. Most of the clear-up's finished, and they're on the painting, and generally trying to make it look ship-shape as we move towards the 11th of July. Our biggest problem now is recruiting sufficient volunteers for match days to supplement the stewards we've got. We've got training courses going to be run for stewards. We need program sellers, and we need a few more turnstile operators, just so that we've got the capability to open up all the gates, because we're expecting a really good turnout for the first game, and a lot of away supporters as well. So we are going to need more people than we've got at the moment. So I'd urge anybody who feels inclined to give up a couple of hours before the match to get in touch with me at operations@herefordfc.co.uk. And we'll give you any training that's necessary. Won't be a lot. It's not a difficult job. And the policy that we operate here is that if you are a registered volunteer with the club and you're working on a match day, then you don't pay to watch the game, obviously. However, if you're a registered volunteer but you're off duty, then you do pay to get into the game, which I think is reasonably fair. Hopefully, we will get more people willing to come along and just give an hour and a half before the game and maybe 5 minutes into the game, and then their time's their own, really.
Is there any type of person that you're looking for? Is it just there's a different range of roles that can be filled?
We need all sorts of people. We need cleaners. We need people who will actually come in the morning, rearrange tables for certain events that we've got to set up, move furniture around. Nothing too heavy, but things need moving around, right thing in the right place. People who are just willing to run around and do little things to get the place shipshape and ready for business. We need people to sell tickets so that we can, the more we can get, the more people that come forward, even if they come forward with an open mind, willing to, not really knowing what they want to do, but prepared to do something, then we can usually find a round hole for a round peg to go in. And then it eases the pressure on other people having to come every week. We can then start to organise a rota so that, not always on duty every home game. And that way, many hands make light work, as they say, and it's never been truer than it's going to be at Edgar Street this coming season.